And if you want to break up the land for planting, you break it up with the...
But, or you break that with the, a big implement, you know.
What do you, what kind of implement?
Kamo tapel ang shali yun ang li? Plow. They had a plow.
Uh-huh.
Then they cut it with some other thing that cut, they call that cut away, they cut. They make big plots of dirt when they plow, then they have to let it dry a little bit and cut it fine and then make rows out of it. Mm-hmm. Some they leave it plain, it depends what you plant.
What do they call those trenches that the plow cuts?
They fossé.
What about in English?
Can you command for sale in English?
Ditch.
Do you ever hear fur?
Ditch.
Do you ever hear people call it furrows?
No.
And something with teeth in it that breaks up the ground finer than a plow. You call that a...
I don't know what it is.
Do you ever hear of Hera or Hara?
So that and Sordler builds it. And Hass. It's made out of tea, something like that. We call that a hearse. I don't know how it's in English.
And when you're working with cotton, you have to go out and sort of take a hoe and sort of thin the cotton out? What do you say you're doing?
Well, they work it with machine now, mm-hmm. mostly.
Well, a long
we
time
used,
ago.
Oh, a long time ago. We plant by hand cotton like this, the seed in a row. Uh-huh. Then we kind of leaves certain about 2 feet apart in each plant. With the hoe, we go and cut it. Then we cut the grass on each side.
What kind of grass would grow up in the cotton field?
All kind of grass. Blue grass, mostly, around here.
Do you ever hear people talk about scraping cotton or chopping cotton?
Yes, they chop it. When it's finished picking the cotton, they chop all that down. So it, and more that, it makes fertilizer.
Uh-huh. And what different kinds of fences do people used to have?
Mostly wood, but now it's a long time they use wire, barbed wire.
Uh-huh. What did you call the wood fences that you could have maybe around your house? That came to little points?
Mm-hmm. They've been in, picket fence, they call it.
What was it called in French?
Pelin. They call it the longyear. Longyear.
Is that the same
thing? Yeah, the same name.
And if you wanted to set up a fence, you'd have to dig holes for the...
Yeah, to put the post first.
How would you be setting up the fence?
They put those posts like that and put some other thing on this way, then they put the spinning all on this, the back of this.
And you can nail the...
Yeah, you nail the spinning.
To each. Well, on a wire fence, you nail the wire to each.
No, you do that. Or to make a fence with wire.
Uh-huh.
But they put posts and then they have some kind of crooked there. We call that cramp in English. It's too, it's like a two peak like that. You go, you cut the wire and you push it in the post like that and it stays.
Uh-huh. So you nail the wire to each?
Yeah.
To each?
Post.
And